Hey everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching in from. It has been a positive weekend. If you are long cryptocurrency or if you are hodling crypto assets, hanging on for dear life after this dip, it has been a nice recovery in the past 24 hours, the past 7 days, and really over the past month or so, things have recovered somewhat nicely in terms of where we were heading previously. So I want to talk about the flip in sentiment. It seems like a lot of people are now getting bullish again after we were just really wrecked over Q1 of 2018. So I want to touch on that. There are a couple interesting things, a couple interesting talking points that came out this weekend. One, OTC trading really being as high as it's ever been, and the ticket orders, ticket sizes from OTC trading, from a conversation with my man Frank over at Business Insider. I want to touch on Circle, who bought Poloniex. Their OTC trading desk is crushing it right now. So I want to talk about what that means, if that's bullish, if that's not really bullish. And then also Litecoin having a $99 million transaction. A lot of people are talking about this 40 cents in fees, so we can touch on that. And I think it goes to show some of the crazy use case around cryptocurrency that a lot of people, you know, choose not to sometimes focus on. But first, on the channel this week, if you have some spare time, it should be a really, really awesome week on the Crypto Bobby channel. I'm excited to be interviewing three different people. I'm interviewing Ledger Status tomorrow, my man Ledge, who is phenomenal at technical analysis, really good guy as well. So I will be talking to Ledger Status tomorrow. Nick Pizpai as well. He is one of the crypto Twitter OGs in a lot of respects, and he has a very informative trading style that resonates with me, makes a lot of sense to me. So hopefully you enjoy that conversation on Tuesday of this week. And then What Bitcoin Did, Peter McCormick, he will be on the channel as well, I believe on Wednesday afternoon or Thursday. So lined up three interviews this week. So a ton of content coming out and really looking forward to kicking that off. But first, let's talk a little bit about kind of what is going on with Circle. So if you're not familiar, Circle is a company. It is a, you might say startup, but it's really not a startup anymore. And this came out from Frank at Business Insider. I will link to his Twitter below. If you're not following him on Twitter, you're really missing out on that. But so he spoke to Jeremy Allaire, who is the CEO of Circle, which is a company that Goldman Sachs put, I believe Goldman Sachs was the lead investor in the Series C round. They're not the only investor by any stretch, but Circle is has Goldman Sachs as an investor in their venture funding. So a lot of times you'll see that as a headline. And Circle, you might also remember, acquired Poloniex. You probably, if you're new to crypto in the past 6 months, you probably have no idea what Poloniex is. It's an exchange that was very popular. It's fallen off, but Circle acquired Poloniex for about $400 million, I believe, a few months ago. But specifically, Circle has what they call Circle Trade, which is an OTC trading desk, over-the-counter trading desk. Talked about this before on the channel and kind of the importance of it, because there's been some other information that's come out recently, but this is even going to show more and more about it, essentially, where Frank talked to Jeremy Lair, who runs Circle and Circle Trade, the trading operation for Circle, and they actually recently increased their ticket size on Bitcoin trades. It used to be a minimum ticket size of $250,000. So if you wanted to buy through Circle, you had to buy or sell a minimum of $250,000 worth of cryptocurrency. Now, because of the demand and because of the market, they increased that to $500,000. So they're moving a minimum $500,000 orders, buy sell orders for Bitcoin and, you know, some of the other digital currencies across the board. And they believe that that number is going to continue to increase. And you might think to yourself, why does that really matter? Does it matter at all? I personally believe, I don't necessarily believe this is bullish, and a lot of people are saying, hey, this is like the most bullish thing in the world. You could buy crypto, you could also sell crypto, so it's not necessarily like, you know, just a bunch of big, massive orders of coming in, but I do think that it goes to show the legitimacy of the market and the number of large players getting into the space to the point where they're so busy that they had to double the size of their minimum ticket order. And you might be thinking to yourself too, like, why does this matter? Why does it matter at all when you see a lot of the trading volume on some of these exchanges has declined significantly from December and January of this year? Whether you look at like a GDAX or a Binance or some of those exchanges like that, the volume is down quite a bit. However, according to Circle, and there was also from the New York Times recently where they talked to Genesis as well, which is one of the other, I believe, DCG-backed OTC trading desks, and then DRW from Cumberland, or Cumberland Mining, DRW, is another big OTC trading desk. And these guys are all apparently saying that they are having more and more and more action in the over-the-counter game because there are larger and larger investors getting into this space. And I think that is absolutely notable. Again, it doesn't just mean that it's a bunch of people buying. There's obviously another side to that transaction, and people could be selling a significant amount of cryptocurrency as well. But I do think it does go to show that the space is maturing quite a bit. And you might think to yourself, like, why does that really matter all that much? Why is this kind of relevant to you? And the reason a lot of people are, you know, the reason a lot of these larger investors are utilizing something like an OTC trading desk, something like Circle Trade, is you can kind of see it right here when Frank was talking to a closed source. Basically, you know, if you have $5 million or if you have $1 million or $500,000, you're not just going to go on GDAX and market buy that, or you're not just going to go on GDAX and enter in a number of trades, because that $1 million, that $5 million can significantly move the market upwards or downwards if you're trying to buy or sell. And you're going to get a lot of slippage on your order. So companies out there, so individuals, institutions out there are a lot more willing to pay pretty high fees for OTC trading because they're not going to incur any level of slippage. So something to definitely keep in mind here. I'll link to the story from Frank. Really enjoyed it. But I do think personally that it does go to show that even while a lot of the retail investors are leaving, a lot of people that enter the market in November, December, January, they all left, or a lot of them left, and might be coming back now that things are heating up a little bit again, but they left. And what I would consider to be smart money or big money is entering the market in droves and, you know, causing these OTC trading desks to basically have to increase the increase the level of orders because they're just so busy, and I'm sure it has to be cost effective for them to do so and hire up and all that good stuff. So something to definitely keep in mind and consider there. On the other end of the spectrum, outside of just like institutional money, and this is obviously a large money here too, but this was something that came out recently with Litecoin. And I think it does go to show the potential use case of cryptocurrency in more and more respects, because everybody always says, you know, cryptocurrency is useless, cryptocurrency is pointless, people trash it and all this stuff. Somebody moved $99 million worth of Litecoin and it cost them 40 cents in fees. 40 cents to move $99 million, almost $100 million, and they paid 40 cents in fees, and it took 2.5 minutes to settle that transaction. If you did that in the traditional markets, if you tried to do that, that could take, easily is going to take multiple days, probably more than a week, depending upon who is, you know, handling that financial services transaction for you. So there is a ton that goes in behind that. If this was OTC trading, I'm sure there's going to be significant fees on top of that as well. But I still think it does go to show the ridiculous use case and opportunity available for so many of these cryptocurrencies. You know, whether it's Litecoin, whether it's Bitcoin. I mean, even previously, like I moved to Bitcoin the other day, one Bitcoin, and I think it was 50 cents. It was the very fast in my Ledger Nano S was a 50 cent fee. That is, it's pretty incredible that you can move $8,000, or in this case, $100 million basically, worth of a cryptocurrency and pay less than a dollar in fees, when if you were to do that through any other medium, through any other mechanism, you'd be paying fees out the nose and it would take forever. And this is something that I think does really go to demonstrate some of the positives behind cryptocurrency and why there is really some pent up value there. And one of the reasons I'm obviously interested in the space there as well. So I think that's an interesting story as well. A lot of people are talking about that, getting a lot of news, getting a lot of hype, and I think deservedly so. So it's going to be interesting to see how this ends up panning out with Litecoin. Personally, I don't really have any Litecoin in my portfolio. I have made trades with Litecoin in the past. I do like Litecoin. I do like Charlie Lee. But I think just this goes to show the use case, number one, for Litecoin, but also for cryptocurrency or transactional cryptocurrencies in general. But bravo to whoever had that $99 million transaction and went to show, hey, this is quick, this is fast, and this works, and this is secure. So pretty incredible stuff from whoever made that Litecoin transaction that was originally surfaced on Reddit. Now, outside of that, just with the market in general right now, Right now, we're sitting at around $9,000, slightly below $9,000 Bitcoin. And Bitcoin has gone over $9,000, I believe, three times in the past 24 hours. Very, very briefly each time. Hasn't closed above $9,000 on an hourly candle once. So it's pushed up, gone back down, pushed up, gone back down. Done it one more time. Kind of keeping an eye to see, me personally, I'm keeping an eye to see on what happens with Bitcoin here. However, a lot of individuals out there, I'm getting the feeling, are kind of really trying to gear up for that alt season. I think that you just see it on Twitter. Everybody is talking about altcoins. Everybody's talking about altcoins. It's going to be interesting to see how the market ends up panning out in regards to altcoins versus Bitcoin. And if we do return to, we've recovered, I wouldn't say this is necessarily a bullish territory here. We've obviously recovered somewhat nicely from where we were. If we're talking about Bitcoin in that $6,000 mark, you're up about 50% from there. But on the other end of the spectrum, still down significantly from the all-time highs if that is where you bought in. However, I'm really interested to see how the Bitcoin dominance ratio continues to pan out. It was moving along, Bitcoin was kind of leading the charge, and now we've seen some pretty significant recoveries across the board from a lot of altcoins, a lot of positive movements from altcoins, where Bitcoin might be recovering 1% or 2%, and you have altcoins up 5%, 10%, 15% across the board in some respects. So I'm keeping an eye on that. My portfolio, still on the website, still same weight. Couple nice movers. Monero has been a really solid one in the past day or so. So I am excited about that. Now, outside of that, guys, I am just kind of continuing to keep an eye on the market here. Not really making any types of crazy moves at this point in time. One thing I do want to mention in addition to the interviews is I'm thinking about experimenting with a Bitcoin collateralized, Bitcoin secured loan through Unchained Capital. If you are interested in why I'm doing that, or like some of the background behind it, I'll pull up Unchained Capital here, but I'm pretty interested in exploring Unchained Capital and seeing what the process is. I've looked at these guys before. I heard them on a podcast. It's a crypto secured loan where you use Bitcoin as collateral and then you receive cash. But the reason that I'm considering doing this is because it doesn't trigger capital gains. And when you consider the size of the capital gains versus the interest that you would pay, it actually, in my case, I think it might make a lot more sense to leverage a crypto secured loan here. And there's some different intricacies behind that. But if you are interested in, like, if I go through this process, if you're interested in me, number one, talking about why I'm doing it, talking about like the economic specifics of it to see if it works for you, we can definitely do that. And also, if you're interested in me having one of the co-founders or one of the founders of Unchained Capital on the channel to talk about why people and when it might make sense to utilize a crypto secured loan like Unchained Capital, they don't have a token, or like Salt, a company that does have a token, or ETHLEND or whoever else. So I'm really exploring this in a little bit more depth. I think it's something that could be interesting. It could help me to take some cash out while not having to pay a ridiculous amount of capital gains. So thinking about this one for the time being. Let me know if you are interested in me talking about that a little bit further on a future video, and happy to dive into the specifics of the economics behind it, why I'm doing it, and then also if it makes sense, bring somebody on from Unchained Capital or from whichever vendor I might choose to go with. But I'm leaning towards Unchained Capital for the time being. Outside of that, guys, I hope you enjoyed this video. Like I said, keep an eye out for the interviews tomorrow with Ledger Status, Nick Pizpie later this week, as well as Peter McCormick from What Bitcoin Did. Hit that like button if you enjoyed the video, and the subscribe notify button if you are new to the channel. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a good one. Peace.